The podium is warm under my palms. The wood grain feels like sand. It is 2026. I am standing in the center of the gymnasium. The air smells like floor wax and expensive perfume. I look at the empty bleachers. Tomorrow they will be full. Thousands of eyes will be on me. My parents will be in the front row. My father will wear his best suit. My mother will wear her jade necklace. I am the valedictorian. I am the proof that the crossing was worth it. I am the evidence of their survival. But my hands are shaking. The speech is printed in a clean folder. The words are about the future. They are about the American dream. I wrote them because they are what people want to hear. I did not write about the noise in my head. The noise started 6 months ago. It sounds like a low hum. It sounds like a radio between stations. It never stops. I try to read the first sentence. The letters are moving. They are sliding off the page like ink and water. I grip the edges of the podium. I need to breathe. Inhale. Exhale. My heart is hitting my ribs. It is a frantic, hollow sound. I see the janitor at the far end of the gym. He is pushing a yellow bucket. He doesn't look at me. I am invisible in my success. That is the trick of being the model minority. If you do everything right, no one looks closer. If you never fail, no one asks if you are hurting. The statistics say I am fine. The data says Asian American students have the highest GPAs. The data says we are the most likely to graduate. But the data does not track the sleep. I haven't slept more than 4 hours in a year. The data does not track the weight. I have lost 15 pounds since January. My mother says I look elegant. She says my cheekbones are finally showing. She does not see the starvation. She sees the achievement. I step back from the microphone. The feedback ring echoes through the rafters. It is sharp. It is painful. I put my hand to my ear. I feel a dampness there. I think I am bleeding. I look at my fingers. They are dry. The pain is internal. It is a phantom strike. I walk down the steps of the stage. My legs feel like they belong to someone else. I am piloting a machine. I walk toward the exit. The sunlight outside is too bright. It hits the pavement and bounces back. It burns my retinas. I get into my car. I sit in the silence. The hum is still there. It is louder now. I need to go home. Home is a small house in the suburbs. It is filled with the smell of fish sauce and lemongrass. It is filled with the history of a war I never fought. My parents don't talk about the boats. They don't talk about the camps. They talk about my medical school applications. They talk about the neighbor's son who dropped out. They use him as a cautionary tale. Failure is a contagion. I pull into the driveway. My mother is in the garden. She is clipping mint. She looks up and smiles. It is a smile of ownership. She is proud of her harvest. I am the finest fruit in her garden. I walk past her. I tell her I have a headache. I tell her I need to study. This is the code. Headache means I am tired. Study means leave me alone. There is no word in Vietnamese for what I feel. If I tell her I am depressed, she will ask why. She will ask if she didn't feed me enough. She will ask if I am ungrateful. In her world, sadness is for people with empty stomachs. In her world, trauma is a physical scar. I go to my room. I lock the door. The room is a museum of trophies. Gold plastic figures. Blue ribbons. Certificates and frames. I sit on the floor. I don't turn on the light. I feel the walls closing in. The pressure in my skull is immense. I want to scream, but the walls are thin. My father is in the living room. He is watching the news. If I scream, the silence will break. If the silence breaks, the secret is out. The secret is that I am broken. The secret is that the valedictorian is a shell. I reach into my bag. I find my phone. I search for mental health resources. I look for someone who understands. The 2026 reports are grim. Asian American youth are the least likely to seek help. We fear the stigma. We fear the face we will lose. I find a crisis line. I start to type a message. I can't breathe, I write. I stare at the screen. The cursor blinks. It is a heartbeat. I think about the graduation ceremony. I think about the photos. I think about the Facebook posts my mother will make. I delete the message. I put the phone face down. I cannot be the one who fails. I cannot be the weak link in the chain. My parents survived the sea. They survived the hunger. They survived the relocation. I am only surviving a speech. The comparison makes me hate myself. That is the weight of the myth. It makes your pain feel illegitimate. It makes your struggle feel like a luxury. I lie down on the carpet. The hum becomes a roar. I close my eyes. I see the podium. I see the crowd. I see the abyss. Morning comes. The sun is a cold blade through the blinds. My mother knocks on the door. She has my graduation gown. It is pressed. It is black and heavy. I open the door. She holds the gown out to me. She touches my face. She says I look pale. She says she will make me soup. I put on the gown. The fabric is polyester. It scratches my neck. I put on the mortarboard. The tassel hangs in my vision. I look in the mirror. I don't recognize the girl. She looks like a success. She looks like the dream. We drive to the school. The parking lot is a sea of cars. People are laughing. Families are taking photos. I see my classmates. They look happy. Maybe they are masking too. Maybe we are all actors in a play. I go to the staging area. The teachers are lining us up. Alphabetical order. Success is organized. The music starts. Pomp and circumstance. It is a slow, rhythmic march. It sounds like a funeral. We walk into the gym. The bleachers are full. I find my parents. They are in the third row. My father has his camera ready. My mother is holding a bouquet of flowers. They are beaming. They are radiant. I reach the stage. I sit in the front row. The principal is speaking. He is talking about resilience. He is talking about the class of 2026. He mentions my name. The applause is loud. It is a physical force. I stand up. I walk to the podium. The wood grain is still there. The microphone is waiting. I look at the speech. I look at the first sentence. We stand at the threshold of greatness. The hum in my head is deafening. I feel a drop of sweat slide down my spine. I look at my mother. She is crying. She is so happy. She thinks she has won. She thinks the sacrifice is over. I realize then that I can never tell her. If I tell her, I take away her victory. If I seek help, I ruin the image. I am the price of their peace. I lean into the microphone. My voice is steady. It is a perfect imitation of a person. Honored guests, I say, faculty, parents, and fellow graduates. I see the words on the page. I say them one by one. I am a machine. I am a ghost. We have worked hard to be here. I think about the nights in the dark. We have overcome every obstacle. I think about the hum. The future belongs to us. I think about the void. I finish the speech. The gym erupts. People are standing. They are cheering for the myth. I step away from the podium. The principal shakes my hand. The flash of a camera blinds me. I walk back to my seat. I sit down. I look at my hands. They are still shaking. But the gown covers them. No one can see. The diplomas are handed out. One by one, the names are called. I walk across the stage again. I take the paper. It is heavy cardstock. It is a receipt for my soul. The ceremony ends. The caps are thrown into the air. They look like black birds. They look like they are escaping. I find my parents in the crowd. My mother hugs me. The flowers are pressed between us. They smell like death and sugar. My father pats my shoulder. Good job, he says. It is all he has ever needed to say. It is the highest praise. We walk to the car. The sun is starting to set. The shadows are long. I am carrying my diploma. I am carrying my flowers. I am carrying the silence. We go to a restaurant. The extended family is there. Aunts, uncles, cousins. The table is full of food. Everyone is talking about me. They are talking about Harvard. They are talking about my future. I sit at the head of the table. I eat a piece of chicken. I cannot taste it. I look at my cousin. She is 10 years old. She is looking at me with awe. She wants to be like me. I feel a surge of nausea. I want to tell her to run. I want to tell her to fail. I want to tell her to be loud and messy and wrong, but I say nothing. I smile at her. I show her my diploma. I pass the poison to the next generation. The dinner ends. We go home. The house is quiet now. My parents go to bed. They are exhausted from their pride. I go to my room. I take off the gown. I hang it up. I take off the mortarboard. I sit on the edge of the bed. The hum is still there. It will always be there. I look at the diploma on my desk. It is a beautiful document. It is a perfect lie. I am the valedictorian. I am a success. I am drowning in plain sight. I lie back on the pillows. I stare at the ceiling. I don't turn on the light. I don't call the crisis line. I don't scream. I close my eyes. I wait for the next day. I wait for the next achievement. I wait for the next mask. The myth is safe. The family is whole. I am alone. The silence is absolute. It is the loudest thing I have ever heard.